Hey everyone, welcome back to Pulse Check Daily. It feels good to be here with you again, sharing a little space together amidst the chaos of life. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can really transform your relationships and ultimately, your sense of peace. Creating healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without receiving back in a way that feels meaningful? Maybe you say yes when you want to say no, or find yourself putting other people's needs before your own, even when it leaves you feeling drained and depleted. This isn't about becoming selfish, far from it. It's about recognizing your own value, honoring your needs, and cultivating relationships that are truly nourishing for both parties involved. You deserve to be in spaces where your energy is respected, your time is valued, and your voice is heard. Think about it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden. To grow vibrant flowers and lush greenery, you need to tend to the soil, provide the right amount of sunlight and water, and protect the plants from harmful elements. Boundaries are like those protective walls around your garden, keeping the negativity out and allowing your inner growth to flourish. When we don't set boundaries, it's like letting weeds overrun our garden, choking out the beautiful things we want to cultivate. We end up feeling overwhelmed, resentful, and disconnected from ourselves. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about creating a framework for respectful interactions that allow you to show up as your authentic self without sacrificing your well-being. So how do we actually start building these protective walls? Let's break it down with some practical steps. 1. Tune into your needs. What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Start by identifying your core values and what's truly important to you. This will serve as a compass when making decisions about where to set boundaries. 2. Practice saying no gently but firmly. You have the right to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or values. Start small. It's okay to say no to an extra errand, a last-minute meeting, or even just a conversation if you need some space to recharge. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean you're rejecting the person. It simply means you're prioritizing your own well-being. 3. Communicate clearly and respectfully. When setting boundaries, be direct and honest with the other person about what you need. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or accusing. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Would it be possible for us to speak one at a time?" Or, set expectations. Once you've established boundaries, clearly communicate them to the other person. This could involve setting specific times for communication, defining acceptable behaviors in certain situations, or outlining your limits regarding personal information. 5. Be consistent. Enforcing boundaries takes practice and consistency. If someone crosses a boundary, gently remind them of it. It's okay to repeat yourself, and it's important to stand firm in your decision even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Let's take a few moments now for a guided visualization. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, visualize yourself surrounded by a warm, golden light. This light represents your energy, your strength, and your unwavering commitment to setting healthy boundaries. Feel this light expanding around you, creating a protective shield that filters out negativity and allows only positive energy to enter. Imagine yourself standing tall, radiating confidence and self-assurance. As you move through your day, know that you have the power to choose how you engage with others and to create relationships that are truly fulfilling and supportive. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love, a way to honor your needs and create space for genuine connection. It's not about being closed off or distant, it's about opening yourself up to the most authentic and nourishing relationships possible. You've got this. Take that boundary-setting energy with you today. Remember, every small step you take towards creating healthier boundaries is a victory. Keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.